Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Finding Sunday. Thank you for being a part of this show and being here every Sunday. We've missed a few Sundays, but we are here wrapping up the month of April, this April 25th, 2021, for the CMS Network. And today, we're talking about generational curses. And if you don't know, a generational curse describes the cumulative effect on a person of things that their ancestors did, believed, or practiced in the past, and a consequence of an ancestor's actions, beliefs, and sins passed down. Now, if you need to understand more about that, I would suggest going to Exodus 34:7, and it says that God, the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. This worries me because my family has their demons. And it did a long time ago because I knew about this. but never thought I would see any of them in the way that I have and of the way that I had to fight. So remember, think about the time we're in, the month of April. April 4th was Easter Sunday. What have you discovered? What have you discovered things are really about? And what are you going to do about it? The one thing I know for sure is when there's confusion and you don't know what to do, your answer is to get closer to the vine, and that's to get closer to God. If you feel like that Sunday feeling is gone and things start happening, you feel like you're being attacked spiritually, physically, or whatever, get closer to the vine. Because the vine is where there is a beautiful river of divine time and love that's unconditional, something that no human can give you. It's a satisfaction and contentment that is unsurpassed our vocabulary. It's not anything you have to work at. You just have to be disciplined and conscious of. But when you see yourself start to do things differently, ask yourself, am I close to the divine? You have to always ask yourself, am I close to the divine? This is something you should be able to breathe in and out, and that's tangible to you, like your mother and father, like your children, like the air you breathe, and you'll know it, because it'll feel as such, and things will move in a way that is divine, because it's all about His divine timing. If you find yourself stuck, not moving, procrastinating, whatever the case may be, ask yourself, am I close to the divine? Because when you're in God's will, things happen in a way that's unexplainable. Your enemies get dealt with. Your tasks get dealt with and become a little easier. That burden, that yoke that's on your neck gets lifted. And all you have to do is get closer to the divine. Now, what sins have been passed down generationally can be broken. You just have to be willing to be disciplined enough to make it work. And you do nothing other than get closer to the divine and do what He says, do what God says, do what you are meant to do. It is preferable for you to pick up your word and read it. But remember, God is bigger than a book. Sometimes He'll come to you in different ways and just tell you where to look. And that is divine and in time and truly where you find your Sunday. Are you finding your Sunday? Find your It's prayer time, people. As we begin, let us work ever so happily and ever so blessed to never end. because this is your time. Thank you for tuning in to Finding Your Sunday.